The writer Diane Ackerman described the power of smell this way. Smells, she wrote, detonate softly in our memory, like poignant landmines hidden under the weedy mass of years. The U.S. military is trying to turn that olfactory landmine into a non-lethal weapon, a stink bomb, if you will, to disperse crowds, for example. And to figure out what makes the foulest, most offensive odor possible, the Pentagon has turned to the Monell Chemical Senses Center in Philadelphia, where researchers Dr. Pamela Dalton says they've been trying to create the most effective, universally repellent odor.
We know a lot about the sense of taste. We know, for example, that babies will prefer things that are sweet and avoid things that are sour or bitter, but we don't have that kind of information on our sense of smell. So we've always been interested here in understanding if there are a class of odors that have some universal repellent quality or whether that's all culturally or experientially determined.
Have there been any surprises in what you've come up with in terms of what is unpleasant or offensive, or was it pretty much what you might have expected?
Well, we quickly honed in on many of the biological odors, things that have to do with waste products, vomit, for example, rotting garbage or rotting organic matter. To our surprise, vomit odor on its own really wasn't all that repellent. By itself, it actually contains a lot of volatiles that are also found in things like strong cheeses. So an odor without a context can be somewhat ambiguous and interpreted either positively or negatively. That wasn't true, for example, with the odors most prototypical of human waste products.
Now, at some point, did the Pentagon hear about what you were doing and think, aha, we know of an application for this? Or how did that connection come about?
That's pretty much how it happened. We are basic research institutes, but occasionally we do get approached by outside people who have a specific application in mind. And this was certainly one of the areas of interest for people who were working in the Joint Non-Lethal Weapons Program, finding ways that were non-toxic and, importantly, non-irritating, at least non-irritating in physical ways, of repelling or deterring people from going into certain areas.
I wanted to ask you about that. How are you testing the odors that you're coming up with?
Well, we do a lot of testing on volunteers. Sometimes all we have to do is just look at their faces, which we do, to see what the reaction is. But we ask them about their experience. We ask them to rate the intensity and how long they would tolerate the odor. And we also monitor things like their respiration and heart rate. One of the most difficult things in doing this kind of research is actually containing these odors because they have a tendency to actually spread. So you have to be pretty careful about doing that. You know, we double and triple seal many of these flasks containing the odors, and you can still smell them migrating out of there. And there was one memorable occasion when someone washed a bottle that had the tiniest bit of residue in it, and we ended up evacuating this building and the building next door because it drifted through the ventilation system.
I wonder if someone listening to this, though, would say, why is the military spending money just to find out that humans find the smell of waste and rotting garbage offensive? Don't we all know that?
Well, our interest here was really looking to see if there were any kind of universal reactions to odors, because it helps us get at some of these basic interests in nature and nurture. I think anyone interested in pursuing applications for this, they would sort of need to have this data, because there can be subtleties to a phenomenon that aren't apparent until you actually start to investigate it from a scientific perspective.
Dr. Dalton, thanks so much for talking with us today.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Pamela Dalton is a research psychologist at the Monell Chemical Senses Center in Philadelphia.